bottom of the hour. What is going on? It is Michael Garfield. We thank you for tuning in all around the world at iHeartRadio app. As we do every single week, we talk law. Not LA law, but Houston law, Texas law. There's a lot of legal issues, especially during COVID. And a quick story before I bring in Eric Lipper, my partner who knows everything about law from Hirsch and Westheimer. And Eric, I'm going to bring you in right now like that, but I get this at cocktail parties, and I know I talk to doctor friends, and even Randy Lemon, my garden goober, he gets it too. When people go up to Ed at the old cocktail party and they say, oh, I'm a doctor. It's like, oh, you're a doctor. Oh, there's something wrong with my elbow. And they have to sit there for the next hour and a half. They got to start answering questions. I do the same thing. Oh, man, you're Michael. You're the high tech guy. Listen, should I get an Apple or should I get the Windows operating? And it goes on and on and on. Then you get to lawyers. And this is where I bring you in Eric Lipper from Hirsch and Westheimer. I have to assume that you are a superstar also when you go to parties, because when they find out you're one of these high-powered lawyers, you just start getting barraged with questions. True or false?
Oh, that's how it always happens. It's I want to have a drink, and they want to have a conversation, you know, and it's just the way it is.
So we're going to play a game over here, all right? I'm going to ask you tech questions. You're going to ask me legal questions. Ah, just kidding. No, I'm going to pretend, because I miss cocktail parties and events. I'm going to pretend I'm at a party, and I've jotted down some questions that I have, general ones, that I know that listeners out there were probably thinking, hey, that's a pretty smart question. And I want to see your answer. You cool with this game?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, here we go. Excuse me, sir, you're a lawyer. Let me ask you a question. Do I need a lawyer if I'm buying a house?
Well, you really don't need a lawyer to buy a house, which is probably not what everybody wants to hear me say. The Texas Real Estate Commission and the Texas Association of Realtors have some forms that almost every realtor has that can take care of anybody buying a house. Now, there's a few buzzwords in those contracts, and it's what I would tell people to look out for. And of course, you can't bake a cake with every one of these contracts. I mean, sometimes you really do need a lawyer, but you got to look out for this thing that's in those contracts called specific performance. You got to look out for what the disclosures are about the house, and you got to look out for what the exceptions are to your title. Now, let me tell you what those things are. Specific performance means if you decide you don't want to buy the house, I can sue you to force you to buy the house. That's no good. So you got to make sure that gets out. One of the things like disclosures, sure, you know why they're important. It's what they tell you is wrong with the house. Well, if they tell you it's wrong and you buy the house, you can't call them later and say, hey, what about that crack in the slab? And then exceptions are when you get your title, it says, hey, we're going to give you title of the house except for the following things. So let's say they say the fence isn't on the property line. Well, your title policy would say your fence ain't on the property line. So if the homeowner association says move the fence in your new house, you get to move the fence. So those are what you look at.
Exactly why I got screwed on buying my last house. I did not have a lawyer. I now am going to have a lawyer. You didn't think about these things. So I think that's pretty good. All right, let me throw out another one over here. And I get this because I'm in the radio. I hear a lot of commercials for kind of online and over the top legal services. And so I can get a will. Let's just say I'm making a will. Actually, a lot of people want to do that right now. If I get a will off of, say, one of these sites like LegalZoom, should I really hire a lawyer to do that, or should I just go straight online?
Well, let me give you these words, proportionality and relativity, because it all matters what you got and how relative what you need is to the future, right? I mean, everybody's estate requirements are really dependent upon what you have in the around your estate. There's also tax laws that really do apply to your particular situations. And you know what? The tax laws always change. It's political as political can be. Because, for example, when the last big tax change happened, which was called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was in the beginning of the Trump administration, they changed things like the estate tax exemption. It went from $11 million to $22 million. Hey, that's a pretty good deal. However, guess what? In 2025, which seems so far away, but it's really not, it goes back to $11 million. So if you got more than $11 million, you may need to do some very complicated tax planning. And that's why this is not a one-size-fits-all deal.
No, good answer. I'll tell you what, Eric Lipper joining me. We're at a cocktail party, and I'm coming up to it. I'm throwing in some general legal questions. By the way, if you have any legal questions, let's real quickly, 713-212-5950. I know I have a few more, but if see if we can mix them in. If not, we're going to let you know how to directly contact Eric at Hirsch & Westheimer. Eric, what is a medical power of attorney? Is that something I need?
Well, a medical power of attorney is something I think everybody should need, and it's never been even clearer than what we're going through with this COVID virus, which is you need somebody who can be responsible for your health care if you can't take care of it. I mean, let's say you're on a ventilator and you're in a medically induced coma and they decide they want to feed you with a tube or do something else that you didn't want to do. Well, unless you had a medical power of attorney that appointed, let's say, me in charge of you, Michael, the hospitals can't do much. They're stuck, and you don't want to be stuck. I mean, there are decisions that you need to make in a real responsible time, which is get yourself a medical power of attorney. Make sure you're taken care of, because you never know when you might get something that could kill you.
Congratulations. You are now officially my medical power of attorney, the high-tech Texan representing right over here. One or two more real quickly. I took my car to a repair shop. Man, they just did a crappy, just a lousy job. And I paid him in full. But if I did that, is that something I can still go back and complain about?
Of course you can. Although, believe it or not, a lot of people are afraid to pay their bill, leave, because they think they can't complain. But really, in almost every circumstance, it's going to come down to the concept of like a release. Now, you got to be careful sometimes, because you might go to your auto repair shop and they say, oh, sign this to pick up your car. And when you read what you just signed, it says, I've released you from any further responsibility with the car, and I've accepted it as is. Thank you very much. But most of the time, they don't bury that stuff in those kinds of agreements. So you can pay your bill, you can leave, and you can still complain.
All right. I'm not a complainer, but I'll tell you what, now I know I can complain. If not, I'm calling my lawyer. Hirsch & Westheimer. I tell you what, we have time for one more. And actually, as I look at the call screen, we got a caller, and I appreciate Daryl. Daryl typed it out for me so we can just speed this thing up. Michael, love your show. Please ask Mr. Lipper this. If I write payment in full on the memo portion of my check and they cash it, what happens? Can they do that?
I get this one all the time.
Really?
All the time.
Oh, my goodness.
And here's how it works, okay? Mm-hmm. People say, if I write that in the memo of my check, they accept it, can I say you're done? Well, no, because there's this body of law out there, and I'll throw a legal term out since I've got the education to do it. They have this thing called the UCC. In Texas, it's called the Texas Business and Commerce Code, which is what controls checks. And checks, there's only really four things that matter in a check. It's who you wrote it to, the date of it, the amount of it, and that you signed it. Okay? And if you have those things on the check, that is what makes it a negotiable instrument. That's the term. But that memo line has nothing to do with it. That's just for your own convenience. It doesn't bind anybody to anything. So don't think if you write payment in full, you're done.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I tried this at a buddy in college. He wrote me a check for something. I don't know. I think I bought a six-pack of beer. And after he gave me the check, I went back in the memo on his check, and I wrote, I still owe Michael $1 million. Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work.
All I know is now that I'm your medical power of attorney, can I pull the plug?
It depends. Okay. I don't have much to leave you, but I tell you what, if there's anybody who I would have my power of attorney, it is you. You are a brilliant man. Every week you come on, you give me good stuff. And now you get to give me brilliantly your website and your phone number, so more people like Jeff and Pearland can actually call you.
Well, my phone number, which is a direct dial to my desk, is 713-220-9181. And my website is www.hirschwest.com. And I've got to spell it. HIRSCHWEST.com. And visit us on the web, call me on the phone. You can see my V-card on the site. Just contact me however you would like.
Yeah, it's a very informational website. And for people out there who just, and I just kind of threw out Eric at a, we're at a cocktail party right now without the cocktails. But those are just four or five general questions. But the fact is, Hirsch & Westheimer, you cover pretty much every single opportunity of legal aspects out there. So check it out. It is Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H, West, HirschWest.com. And I'll make sure I tweet that out and put it on my Facebook. My man, thank you so much. I'm going to have to go run by 6 miles and take my meds so you don't have to have my power of attorney. But I look forward to yapping with you next week.
Well, thanks for having me.
Eric Lipper, if you need him. All right, folks, we're going to have a break. Final break of the show. Hurry up and get in. If you have legal questions, you know what? I'll try to bring Eric back. If not, contact him directly. It is Michael Garfield, the long-running high-tech Texan show.